Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Satter is our fabulous producer. We got a busy hour ahead of us, so let's launch into it. In the studio with us now, Jeff Nolter is back. He's the coordinator of nuclear medicine at Evangelical Community Hospital. He takes care also if you need a PET scan or a CAT scan. Those are two separate scans, right?
Separate scans, Mark.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah, got to be clear about that. And you brought one of your good peers with you, Jill Walker, back, a technical director of echocardiography at Evangelical Community Hospital. So welcome back.
Thank you.
And good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate you coming in. I think sometimes you hear people talking about the fact, oh, I need an echo, you know, so that's where Jill comes in and she gets you hooked up and so on. Well, let's ask you both, what are some of the medical conditions that might lead a doctor to request this kind of imaging at Evan?
Well, one of the things we have to remember is that heart disease is still the number one cause of death in the United States. So the goal of Jill and myself and our peers is to have you, Mark, and our listeners not be one of those statistics. So what we're looking at primarily is coronary artery disease. Now, the heart is a muscle, and that's what's pumping blood throughout the body. And within that muscle, you have small arteries. Unfortunately, sometimes they get plaque-filled, and they don't allow the heart to operate at full efficiency. So that's what primarily we're looking at.
All right, what are some indications that somebody would get an echo?
For the echocardiogram, there can be several different indications, chest pain being one, shortness of breath, heart murmurs. They could be looking for fluid around the heart. There are several different things, but all of them evaluate the heart structure, function. We have a general routine we follow, but we do customize it more or less for the individual patient. Depending on the indication, yes.
And what is an echocardiogram? Explain what that is. I know it's not X-ray per se.
Correct. So echocardiogram is ultrasound. So it's an ultrasound of the heart. So we rub a small device on the patient's chest with some gel, much like if somebody's ever had an ultrasound for a baby or their neck arteries ultrasound. It's just a very non-invasive test. And it's very easy but very fascinating because you get to see an image on the screen and the heart valves are moving. It's a real-time image that you can watch and see your heart. It's amazing.
It's totally non-invasive, right?
Correct.
And I could have one hooked up all day long and doesn't hurt me or anything?
Well, you have to be laying down on a table and rub the device on you. So as long as you don't mind laying on the bed for a long time, although I've been told our bed is kind of hard.
Mm. Time for a new bed. But okay, so an echo, why doesn't everybody just get one then?
Well, for one, it has to be warranted by your condition, and your doctor has to order it. And sometimes I think it does seem like we do echoes on everyone. but typically you have to have some symptoms that are, you know, that need to have an echo evaluated. So we do babies, though. We scan newborns in the nursery. Most times that's for heart murmurs. They're trying to rule out any congenital abnormalities. But and we've gone up to 100. I think the oldest patient I scanned was maybe 103. Every age at the hospital.
All right. Well, my mother's Dr. Brancato's patient, so she gets your echoes from time to time up there. She's 86, she's going strong. So, you might have even seen her at some point up there. Jeff,
yes.
You do a separate type of imaging that looks inside the heart. Explain what your specialties are.
Correct. Nuclear cardiology stress test. And basically, it's a three-part test. What we're able to do is image the heart at a resting state. It's a baseline, followed by the stress portion of the test. Now, that's typically what people might be familiar with, where you see someone walking on a treadmill. They have EKG attached to their chest. And then that's followed up by a second round of imaging. So what we're able to do is compare a resting set of images of the heart to see if there are any differences after the heart has been stressed.
What might be a blatant difference that you would detect?
Well, you might see like ischemia or infarct where like reversible defects. What will happen when a person is exercising, such as maybe walking up the steps, shoveling snow or something, and the heart needs to beat a little faster and pump more blood and nutrients and oxygen to the muscles. Unfortunately, what will happen is if a person might have plaque in their coronary arteries, it will not provide enough nutrients and oxygen to that heart muscle. As a result, then the heart muscle will not work properly. That's what we're going to be able to see. So with our, we are fortunate at EVAN because we have a lot of community support. Because of that community support, we have a great SPECT CT camera. And what we're able to get with that camera is a 3D image of the heart. We can watch the heart actually beat. We can see how well the left ventricle is pumping blood through the body. And then we can actually take slices, top to bottom, front to back, side to side. And we're able to compare that heart, what it looks like from a resting set of images, to what it looks like after it's been stressed.
And you would take all this data that you get, report it to the cardiologist and say, you know, Mark's got perfectly normal health, her heart, everything looks normal.
Perfectly.
Something like that.
Yes, because you exercise and eat properly.
Oh, yeah. Some days, no argument.
Something
there.
Like that.
Right. In some particular days. And what kind of information would you report to a doctor, to the cardiologist, or whoever ordered this test? What might be some data you could report?
Well, for the echocardiogram, we always look at heart function. So we can't, for a resting test, we can't see if somebody has blockages in the heart arteries. But we can look at the contractility of the heart and see how well the heart is contracting. We also evaluate the wall thickness, chamber sizes, if anybody has a leaky valve or a valve that is becoming stenotic, which is not opening up really well, any excess fluid around the heart, which could be very dangerous if it's too much. Sometimes we just comment on the rhythm of the heart. We get patients in every so often and their heart rate is out of control, and we end up not being able to do, we can't do the test because their heart rate is too erratic. Sometimes we actually have to take people down to the emergency room from our test. Although it doesn't happen frequently, if we see something during our test that is could cause the patient issues in the next day, we have gone to the cardiologist and say, hey, this patient needs to be looked at right now. I have them here. What do we need to do with them? Because I don't think it's safe for this patient to leave.
Oh, I've seen this in the ER. You know, everybody's waiting a normal wait because they cut their finger like I did or something. Next thing, a guy comes in and says, I have a chest pain, and everything changes, you know. Mm-hmm. That guy gets moved around fast, and things move fast because they want to, you know, make sure they're preventing dilemmas from getting worse. If I were to get an echo, what should I expect as I go to EVAN that day?
Well, most of our outpatients come in, and what we find isn't significant. I mean, and they can go home. But there are, like I said, a few times patients have come in and had no history whatsoever, and we put our device down, and we can tell, although the sonographers cannot interpret the test, we have to know what we're looking at to flag the cardiologist, hey, this is something that's very important. It needs to get looked at right away. We can tell immediately if there is something going on.
So if the sonographer barks out the phrase, oh, my God.
No, and we have to keep our poker faces
on. Sure you do.
Because we, you know, you can't let the patient know that something is wrong until the cardiologist looks everything and gives their interpretation. So it's kind of, you know, yeah, we wear our poker faces very frequently, you know.
We'll do Jeff's heart sometime and then tell him he has the heart of a 36-year-old warrior or
yes,
something.
That's right.
Which
all
is
right.
Probably
sure
half true.
Yeah,
it's probably true. Yeah, and what for your patients, what should you expect? What are they going to...
It's a step-by-step process. First thing will happen, our nurse will start an IV. What we use is it's a trace amount of a radioactive material that we'll infuse. It's, from a radiation standpoint, very, very low radiation, so really no concern there. On top of that, the drug itself is based in water. So again, it's not like iodine-based drugs or some others. Ours, based in water, there are no side effects. So what we do is let that circulate for a while, and then we get the first series of images. Basically, what happens is the patient will lay on her bed, and a camera will slowly, step-by-step, rotate around their chest. One of the first things patients will ask us early on is, are you going to put me in a tube? Mm. It's like, no, because I understand the claustrophobia issue. Fortunately, with our cardiology camera, it's a very open system, so we don't have to worry about that. Following that first set of images, we'll go over to cardiac rehab for the stress portion of the test. There are many varieties of that. Optimally, we'd like to see the patient walk on a treadmill. The whole goal is to dilate the coronary arteries. Unfortunately, there are some people who, for whatever reason, may not be able to walk on a treadmill, in which case there are pharmacologic ways. There are other drugs that we can use to dilate the coronary arteries. There's something that's popularly known as LexiScan, and that's a drug, it's part of the test, to dilate the coronary arteries. Very easy, very short-living drug. The one thing with LexiScan is the reversal medicine is caffeine.
Oh,
caffeine.
Okay.
So if you would have any reaction to the LexiScan, have a cup of coffee. It reverses the effects, and
right.
A lot of our patients really appreciate that.
I think
that.
You can walk to the Starbucks from your shop,
as a
right?
matter of fact.
I think
yeah.
you can. So.
Most importantly,
right.
we have a nurse who makes great coffee.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming in. Coordinator of Nuclear Medicine at Evangelical Community Hospital, also coordinator of the PET and the CAT scans there. Jill Walker, Technical Director of Echocardiography. I have 1,000 questions for both of you, so please come back. Don't wait for Rock Red next year, because I think we can really, I could learn a lot more about all of this. We are Rockin' Red for Healthy Hearts with Evangelical Community Hospital, making sure that you out there in the audience have an informed opinion about cardiology and the study of this, and as Jeff said, eating well and staying in shape. So thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.